Here in Thailand's deep south, it's common to see men in uniform at local schools. But unlike at institutions in the West, the men are often heavily armed. Early this year, instructors and students at this Muslim primary school in Narathiwat province witnessed a cold-blooded killing as two men walked in during lunch break and gunned down a teacher. For grade one instructor Yai Nong, who witnessed the savage attack, the brutal act left many questions to answer for everyone.
All the students in the school asked us why they had to shoot our teacher. And many of them talked about the incident in their own little groups. What did he do wrong? They ask us the same question.
In the three southernmost provinces known as the Red Zone, most of the targets are those associated with the central Thai government. Until now, the attacks occurred in the Malay Muslim-dominated region bordering Malaysia, but there's always the underlying fear of escalation through support from international terrorist cells. Analyst Sisompop Jitparoon, who documents the ongoing conflict on Deep South Watch website, explains.
This is a theory. So long as you have, you still have a certain level of violence going on, and the government cannot solve the problem, it will be the Pandora box. You know, you open the Pandora box, and then everything can come. You know, including the international insurgency or international terrorist organization.
For now, it seems that the problem is contained within a region that is 90% Muslim and is deeply impoverished. For Islamic Committee leader Abdul Rahman Abdul Samad, it's not about religion, but rather the neglect and alienation of the region by a predominantly Buddhist Thai government.
There's no justice for the local people, and they don't trust each other. The Thais don't understand the language and don't understand the culture. Religion is not the main problem.
As a small step forward in the fragile peace process, both sides have agreed to curb the violence during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan that begins next month. But people still wonder if negotiations will be enough to bring eventual peace to the area. Steve Sanford for VOA News from Narathiwat, Thailand.